We've said this a lot in your time here. Sometimes you got to find a way, and right. you miss the first 10 shots. Things aren't going well offensively for you. All of a sudden, we're going to have to grind this one out. But, boy, did you. I mean, you have to be pleased with how you found a way, especially in that second half, to get enough points and get enough stops.
Yeah, I thought our young ladies competed. I don't think our discipline was quite as good as it needed to be in certain situations. That's on the defensive end for the most part. Offensively, we didn't make shots. I don't know that we got as good a shots as we wanted to early. I thought our movement got a little bit better. Our ability to get the ball inside in the second half was a difference, really, truly. But the good news is we have tough young ladies, and I thought in the third quarter especially, our defensive toughness was on point, and I thought we did a lot of really good things. And then the fourth quarter, we had some players make some big plays. Nia Holloway's tip, yes. Deflected pass inside was really important. They were trying to, they have great size, so their guards are 6'3".
Yep.
And they're trying to post up our 5'10 to 6-foot guards, and they had success in doing that. We weren't really helping, and then when we helped, then they dumped it down low, and so I thought Nia came in and gave us some really good minutes. I thought Sophie Hart really did just played an amazing game. I think she led us in just about every statistical category, and that's really, really important, and find a way is exactly what happened tonight.
Double for Sophie Hart, and that right. is great. 10 rebounds for her. She steps to the free throw line today with some confidence.
She did. I thought she played absolutely phenomenal. We asked her to hard hedge ball screens. She did a really good job with that. We put her in some really tough spots because we went over some flares and then they curled them, and then she had help inside, and then her kid was setting ball yep. screens. So some of those she couldn't quite get to, but she was plugging up the lane on the defensive end and helping a lot of things. And on the offensive end, she was someone we weren't making shots, right, which is probably expected. It's cold. It's the morning. We didn't get a shoot around. We shot the snot out of it, in the last game. And, I don't know if that's okay to say or not, but we shot it really, really
well. We'll find out.
Yeah, that's true. and so that was probably all to be expected in some way. To our players' credit, we got a lot of rebounds.
Yes.
We took care of the basketball
yes.
at an incredibly high level. The 1-3 we hit, it was against their press early, and so they never really went back to it. So I thought we did a lot of things at a high level.
You mentioned Sophie, just her activity. How much has having Finau helped both of them? It seems like we're in such a good rhythm at that five spot of go until you're tired, come back out. Maybe there's foul trouble, come back out. So you're getting fresh minutes from that five, it seems like, every night.
We are, and I thought Fee came in. The offensive rebound putback that she got in the third quarter, I think it was a huge, huge play for us because momentum was all on her side at that point in time. We take Sophie out because she needs a break at that point. And then Fee comes in and she got an offensive rebound. I was like, okay, we're going to be okay. I think everyone was a little apprehensive, and she settled us back down. So I thought that was really, really important. I thought McKenna Christian gave us some really good minutes today, too, when she was in there. And that's really, really important.
Myra Braun scores 10 points in the third quarter. And that yeah. put some distance, finally, between you and Rutgers.
It did. You hope that it's just a matter of time before you start making some shots, and so I thought she made back-to-back threes.
Yes.
And then we had one kind of later that we tried to get her on an out-of-bounds play that we run a lot of times for Grace. We ran it for her and had one that kind of rimmed out at that point in time. I was like, wow, she was kind of feeling at that point in time. But defensively, we are really, really solid, And they scored maybe at a little higher percentage than we would like, but they didn't get offensive rebounds. So, I thought give and take with all of it is really important.
Yeah, with NJI, you weren't sure if she was going to play. She was questionable, had 18 in the first half, made four threes. What did you do to limit her? I know she still had a three there late where Grace was there probably like a half step maybe, but she was right there. But you obviously did a much better job in the second half.
I thought our conversion defense, our transition defense was a lot better. I thought our transition defense was not very good in the first half. They scored, 25 points in the first half. And of those 25 points, in my opinion, 16 of them were transition buckets, And so I thought we cleaned that up at a pretty high level. Now, scoring points helps you set your defense too. So that kind of works hand in hand at that point in time. But I thought our transition awareness was a lot better in the second half.
Coach, it's a great game. Sixth win in a row. What do we got on the horizon?
Well, we're going home. This
there
is a long
go.
Trip. 5 days. So, you know, as soon as your broadcast is done, as soon as you're on the bus,
we'll try.
Yeah, we
want to leave too.
Exactly. We're excited to get back home, get recovered, and then a really big, great opportunity against a very, very good Nebraska team who can really score. And our defense is going to have to be playing at a much, a very heightened level. Our awareness to get to certain players, to get through some screens, going to have to be really, really good. But right now we're going to enjoy this one. We're going to get home. That would be great. Thank you to all our fans who have followed along. And get your friends, get your tickets and get your friends out. We'll see you on
Thursday night. $10 tickets because you beat a top 10 team. Those are the rules. That's what they're going with.
Okay, so I like it.
GopherSports.com for all the info there. Thanks, Coach.